DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
Jamaica was amongst the best performing countries in all of the emerging market debt space in 2014. If you invested in Jamaica in 2014, you were handsomely rewarded.
We're more than happy, you know, to sell brand Jamaica, to convince people this is a place to do business. I mean, because it's a great place to do business.
Jamaica has significantly improved its ranking on the major global performance indices, including the Doing Business Index, the Global Competitiveness Index, and the Logistics Performance Index.
The global community has taken notice, and Jamaica has now gone from a problem credit to one that is now leading the pack.
Jamaica's profile as a credible business and investment destination is clearly rising. Opportunities are plenty, and investor confidence high and growing.
We see, you know, brand Jamaica being at an all-time higher, and congratulations to both Jampro and the government, really, to enabling investors to come in and see what Jamaica has, to encourage them to come in.
If you didn't already know, you know now. Jamaica is open for business, and the time to invest is now. For the past 3 years, the government has been working assiduously to create an ideal and enabling environment for business growth and development in Jamaica. This forms a central pillar of its economic reform program, ERP. The ERP has been reaping steady success, with Jamaica passing all quarterly reviews conducted by the International Monetary Fund, IMF. The seventh test is approaching, and Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is confident of another positive result.
I am confident, as I have been of the other six tests, that Jamaica has successfully met all its targets and all the structural benchmarks necessary for the successful completion of the seventh review.
2014 saw several major fiscal achievements for Jamaica, including a significant rise in business confidence. Consumer confidence also rose to its highest level since 2012. Bank of Jamaica Governor Brian Winter says the inflation rate for the 2014-2015 fiscal year should fall below the projected range of 7-9% and should instead close the period at 3-5%. The rate of depreciation of the Jamaican dollar has also slowed significantly, as at January 20, the rate of depreciation was 5.3% compared to 8.1% for the same period last year, a reduction of 2.8% overall. Jamaica also received ratings upgrades from international credit agencies Moody's and Standard & Poor's.
We will continue our economic reform program with a focus on creating a more robust environment for business expansion, job creation, and high levels of economic growth. With the recovery in agriculture and low fuel prices, growth is projected at around 2.1% for the financial year 2015-2016.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. Another clear sign of support for Jamaica's economic reform program was the visit of President of the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, Luis Alberto Moreno, in December. The president broke ground for the construction of new offices for the IDB and pledged his organization's long-term support to help Jamaica achieve its fiscal objectives.
We want to make this building into an example of the kinds of building the bank has for the future, where they are LEED certificate, that means low in emissions, big energy savings, easy to work with, and to more importantly have a place where we can help shape in the little that we can do to build the Jamaica of the future.
President of the IDB, Luis Alberto Moreno. The government remains committed to its strategic objective of fiscal prudence and the pursuit of a credible economic program. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ. Planning today, securing tomorrow through policies and plans geared at growing the economy, reducing poverty, promoting sustainable development, thus making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.